A recent study by UN educational agency UNESCO reveals the extent of the gender gap in the sciences. Although in many countries, women are at parity with men in the life sciences, they are consistently underrepresented in engineering and in computer sciences, a field that continues to grow. Simonetta De Pippo is director of the UN Office for Outer Space Affairs, based in Vienna.
As humankind makes significant scientific and technological advancements, there is still persistent gender inequality in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. While there is an encouraging improvement, women's contributions and potentials are still not fully utilized. It is frustrating that in the 21st century, in the fields that are known for breaking boundaries, we are still not making the most of what women have to offer.
The panelists spoke of the importance of dismantling stereotypes surrounding the STEM careers, such as they're hard or only for geeks. They advocated for more representation of women computer programmers, engineers, and scientists, for example, in the media. Former astronaut Sandy Magnus believes these images are important. A newspaper article about women astronauts showed her that this was a career possibility.
Because at that moment, I saw there was a path. Before, I knew I wanted to do it and I knew I was going to try and do it, but I had no idea how I was going to do it. But there in front of me in the newspaper that day, there was a path for how I could go be an astronaut. It affected me so much, I started crying, actually. And it had a huge impact on me.
But women and girls also need to know that there are more jobs in the space sector besides astronaut, says Chiaki Mukai from Japan, the country's first woman in space. She had trained as a medical doctor, and becoming an astronaut wasn't even in her plans.
So more diverse people, not only the pilot, but also the scientists, doctors, teachers, many people can work in space program. That made me realize, oh, 20 centuries science has so advanced. Now we are living and working in space.
That was Japanese astronaut Chiaki Mukai speaking at a panel discussion organized by the UN Office for Outer Space Affairs. Deanne Penn, United Nations.